Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
It's not groupthink. It's common sense.
I was saying that.
Sports Talk Saturday.
Four touchdown game. And my producer has an evil smile on his face like, oh, I'm grabbing that.
That smile you gave Derek is the same smile he gave Nate for years.
I'm just a meat bag with skeleton Gundam parts.
Made out of pure disappointment.
We are just mechs with blood and meat instead of robot parts. The only thing is that we're saying the same thing. We're not robots, though.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
The origin of the wide receiver train, oddly enough, several years ago.
Oh, man.
That's Frank Arcuri in that open.
That was the origin of the wide receiver train?
It was like 3 years ago.
Mm.
The original thoughts of the wide receiver train, and I must have lost it on somebody. Clearly.
I think it was something on Gabe Davis. That's what it was.
I don't know what it was, but it was about adding more wide receiver oomph, and somebody checked me on it, and I lost my marbles, to put it safely. Sports Talk Saturday here, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly over here on the other side. And it's something that was said earlier this week when I was on with Zach Jones in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Mm-hmm.
A caller, I do believe it was Jerry, he mentioned how great of a sports weekend this really is. You've got the postseason race for the MLB heating up.
Yep.
The Ryder Cup going on.
Yeah, as we're watching it right now. This is good stuff.
There's Chiefs-Ravens.
425, CBS is primetime where they have the death grip on that.
And there's even Eagles-Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
With a pair of unbeaten teams in there, right? Philly hasn't lost.
Philly has not?
No. Okay. I know Tampa hasn't.
Tampa has not. Let's see. I'm going to make sure on that, but keep going.
And yeah, because they won against the Cowboys and the Chiefs, and then
yeah, they're both 3-0.
So you got 2 3-0 teams there too. If you're a sicko, there's Sabres preseason hockey today
against the Detroit Red Wings.
We'll talk with Joe Yurden at noon about that. We'll talk with Brian Kozio, by the way, at 1:15 on the Ryder Cup.
Okay.
And then there's also Bill Saints, of course. And Bill Saints should be far down on the list of terms of watchability. It has nothing to do with the Bills, of course. The Bills are great. But also, great teams against a bad one often turn into boring football games. Yes, I know. What about last week with Miami? Division games get spicy no matter what the record is.
Yeah, it's like the Patriots from a couple years ago.
Non-conference bad versus good turns into bad versus good. Even non-divisional bad versus good typically ends the way that you think it should. Yeah. Yes, yes, I know. The Packers lost to the Browns last week. But we're in this stretch right now of the Buffalo Bills schedule where I almost feel dirty about it, but I expect them to be 7-0. Mm-hmm. Am I going to lose any like sanity if they're not 7-0? No, not really. But we are at this point right now where it is, you expect them to be at this point because of what the schedule is. You apologize for none of it. But the Bills have the softest schedule after week one to open the season, and it's not even close.
They do. And that's one thing where, and I did want to actually mention something about this. I feel like if they do go the distance this season, right, I don't think there should be, because I think the NFL schedule is the NFL schedule. Any given Sunday, the schedule could look easy, but it might not be. These teams could turn it around, whatever. I think there these other team fan bases, right? Baltimore, Kansas City, the first finger that's going to be pointed is, look at how easy your schedule was. Like, it took an easy schedule to do this, to for the Bills to finally get over the hump. Okay. People are worried about that. And I have zero worry about that. A Super Bowl is a Super Bowl, man. Like, that at this point, that's, look at the Chiefs last year. Their schedule was not all that difficult. They were undefeated until they ran into the Bills.
And even then, they made it difficult for like a lot of their year. They went to overtime with Carolina.
Yes.
And that was the first half of last year, Carolina, the bad kind.
Right.
And
so anyone who's worried about that, because I've heard that be brought up a few times now.
I am allowed to, like, you, me, and anyone that's not on the football team or in the organization are allowed to have an arrogance to you,
mm-hmm.
because you are not on the football team. I know a lot of fans will say we. It's not like it is parasocially a connection. You are not in the locker room. I'm not in the locker room. None of us are in the locker room. That's why we're here. So you're allowed to have a little bit of that arrogance. And I don't think I'm jinxing anything. You want to know why? I doubt the players are listening to me. At the end of the day, this team does know how to not lose a trap game. It's been a long time under Sean McDermott since they've done this. And even one that constituted it last year, or that you called a trap game, so to say, was not a trap game.
No.
That was a playoff team that almost went to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, and it felt trappy because everybody thought the Bills were going to
because they were rolling
them. The Bills were really rolling at that point. And the Rams were not a team to sleep on by any means. That's the only reason I had that premonition of, let's pump the brakes here. I don't think this is going to be as easy as it was. And it wasn't. That both teams put up 40 points and the Bills lost. And then you do the same thing against Detroit the next week, but you win.
And there's a difference, though, between a group like the Rams that has skill last year.
Well, Puka Nacua tore the Bills up.
He did.
That was bad.
And a Saints team that might be one of the worst rosters in football.
Yeah. Just looking at their roster, it's like, as soon as Derek Carr went down, I remember this show, we broke the news that mm-hmm. that happened right before he went on the air.
Right.
Our first thought was, what are they tanking? Like, in all seriousness? And by this point, they haven't signed anybody. They haven't done anything. They're clearly just running with Spencer Rattler. They're not planning to change that. I wonder if they'll let isn't there a younger quarterback that's like a backup too?
Oh, but they drafted Tyler Shuck.
Yes.
He's not even in the lineup.
Right.
But
at what point do you let him play if you're the Saints?
Yeah, it's not just the Saints game though. It's the Patriots after that. The Falcons might be in disarray already. The Panthers are out of the bye week.
See, the Patriots, kind of what you said earlier though, that divisional,
it'll get spicy.
And Mike Vrabel knows how to coach against this Bills team. When he was on the Titans, it was just
the Titans,
misery for
the Titans
a
also
while.
Had the Buffalo Bills antidote.
The kryptonite in Derrick Henry. But I don't know. Can never really sleep on a divisional opponent. But yeah, it's just the Saints team.
But this Patriots roster, though, like looking a little ahead here, this Patriots team, it is a roster that does, and it has shown through three games, it's not ready yet. There's not enough talent yet. They lose to the Raiders. They lose to the Steelers, turning the football over five times. They
play close against Miami.
Play close against Miami, and again, division opponent sort of thing. But they needed everything to get that win. They're a roster that just doesn't look ready yet. They're not ready for the big time, and the Bills are big time. I'm not going to say that the Bills will blow out New England like they did the Jets. They might not even win in by two scores like they did with Miami. But the Bills could probably pull out a C-plus type of game and beat New England no problem. Atlanta after that. Sean McDermott has a tendency to overwhelm first and second year quarterbacks. Carolina's a roster that's not ready yet, defensively. It's hard to look at that group of four teams and think there's no way that the Bills shouldn't be 7-0. At worst, 6-1.
No, though I
at worst.
I think they'll be 7-0.
But that's the thing. I feel almost dirty saying it because I know it's the NFL.
It does feel gross. And even thinking down the line, like I've had conversations with my friends. They're like, when is it appropriate to like start suggesting a possible undefeated season? I say that's never gonna happen. Because if they're really going that well, their starters will not be playing full games for the last 2 weeks.
The only time we can discuss an undefeated season is if they win in week 17 against Philadelphia. Because then the Bills have a decision to make. Do they try to go for history or do they put the backups in? And they probably put the backups in. The question becomes, can the backups beat the New York Jets?
Right. Could the backups be the thing that seals history?
Can the backups be the group that seals history? And even then, you still need to get through your bugaboo, which is the playoffs. The Patriots had won Super Bowls with that coach, that quarterback by then. And even that does not happen because they lose. But you could talk about it because that team has had that success. The Bills, you cannot talk about an undefeated season until it really actually happens.
No. Even if you're Miami now, I feel like you can't. Yeah, you had one, but like in the 70s?
But the problem with that is, though, say they go unbeaten through the regular season, right? The question then becomes, yeah, what about Kansas City in the playoffs?
Right. Your fear bunker take, by the way, is looking more and more like it could happen. And
fear bunker take? No, that's a monkey's paw wish.
Yes, monkey's paw. That's looking like it actually has some standing.
Because here's you ready for this? Here comes the sickle part of it. It's a monkey's paw wish. It's not a fear bunker. I'm not afraid of them.
Well, I'm not afraid of the Chiefs. I'm thinking more of the Ravens, too.
And Sal poked fun at that earlier this week that I'm not afraid of it. I'm actually probably actively rooting for put the knife in KC once and for all. But yes, there is something low-key terrifying about like the Chiefs upsetting the two seed, for example, whoever that may be. Like, say it's the Colts.
Yeah, yeah.
Kansas City gets the
Daniel Colts. Jones gets the two seed. That would just be something in itself.
And then the Chiefs beat the Colts in the first round, and it's like, okay, who do you got next? Buffalo. And then the Bills run the risk of being the first one seed to lose to a seven. Yeah, that's there. It's absolutely something that you should be afraid of. But at the same time, the Lannisters send their regards.
You know what's crazy? Looking at the Ravens have scored 111 points and are 1-2. The Bills have scored 102. You want to know who's the second highest scoring team in the AFC?
In the AFC?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's Colts.
Yep, 103. One more point than the Bills have scored.
And I'm pretty sure Detroit also has 103 points.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I'll look at the
Bills
NFC
are tied
now.
For fourth in the NFL. Or not tied for fourth, but they're fourth in the NFL because...
Yeah, Detroit has 103.
The Colts and the Lions, have 104.
Seahawks have 111 after the other night, right?
Okay, it was after 3 weeks. The Bills were in fourth, though. But it's on a points per game basis, so it would still be that.
It's just insane. Like, just you mentioning the Colts, I had to say that. Because if Daniel Jones somehow cracks the two seed...
Or it's the Chargers, and you have a third game against Kansas City, and that's not a guarantee either. Because, again, divisional opponents get spicy.
So now I'm excited to talk during the bye week. I'm looking forward to kind of get a gauge on where the season is and everything. Because it's not the Ravens. It's not the Chiefs that scare me. It's the Los Angeles Chargers. If you are matched up with them in the playoffs, I'm worried about that.
I'm not as worried about that. You can go punch for punch with them.
You could go punch for punch, but if the Bills secondary doesn't improve, Quentin Johnston's playing like he should have been a wide receiver one his entire career. You have Keenan Allen, who's phenomenal.
The Chargers also have a worse case of playoff bugaboo than the Bills do.
Right, but they could be just as well looking to get over it as the Bills are, though.
The Chargers, though, can't even get a win in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Herbert throws as many more interceptions in one game than he does all throughout last season.
Right.
So, and then there's the Jacksonville collapse.
Yeah, that one was really bad.
You should have had your first playoff win already right there, Justin Herbert, and you mm-hmm. didn't.
So, that was also coached by Brandon Staley, though. That was just a fall apart in general.
It was that. You are correct. Jim Harbaugh is not that, and he's actually very good.
He's a big quarterback guy. You look at Justin Herbert this season compared to even last season, there was a little bit of a jump. I just worry. I feel like their best match to go tick for tack with Buffalo this season, like you said, they will go punch for punch. I worry about the Bills' defense making a stop with them. That's all I worry about. I wish they played in the regular season because, honestly, that'd be such a top-billing game, it's not even funny. Like, that would be the two favorites probably right now in the AFC. For MVP, Daniel Jones is working his way up there, which I don't...
Right.
Which is insane to me. But, and then you're probably top four teams to get to the AFC Championship. Two of your top four. Because you're always going to have the Chiefs in there, but... If the Chargers are still, if the Chiefs lose on Sunday to the Ravens, they're 1-3.
They're 1-3. It might be.
It might be over before it even starts.
We'll talk a little bit more on that.
I can't wait.
In extension, but I will go ahead and say though, when it comes to like how the Bills, I expect them to be at 7-0, and really have the inside track on the one seed. In terms of your biggest rivals, the Ravens and the Chiefs, it doesn't mean you have the inside track on the Colts and the Chargers. You're absolutely right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because until one of these teams loses, you're all in this together.
Yeah.
You don't really have an inside lane right now. You're kind of on the straightaway. But the other part of it is that the AFC East is so particular. Like, do I expect the Colts to continue this success? No.
No, they'll hit a roadblock at some point.
Not being unbeaten, second in the AFC, tied for second in the NFL in points scored or points per game.
They play the Rams tomorrow. I think that's where...
We're going to get a real test on what they are.
Yeah, that's where you'll see.
The Chargers won't get one of those real tests for a little while either, similar to Buffalo. They beat their biggest test in the first week of the season.
Yeah, they did. The Chiefs.
And like Buffalo, the Chargers have already faced a... rush of their divisional opponents already once. The Bills will complete the first cycle next week.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bills and Chargers will have played all three of their division opponents right away within the first 5 weeks of the season.
Listen, looking at the Chargers' schedule right now, the Commanders are a non-factor without Jaden Daniels, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins, they'll beat. The Colts, that might be interesting, but I think they beat the Colts after because the Colts... After the Rams, I think the Chargers will know what exposes them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they play a legitimate team that can throw them off until maybe the Chiefs again, December 14th, the second time around, right, in the division. But the week before that, they play the Eagles. That's the only team I could see really making a dent.
If Jaden Daniels is healthy, they'll have something to say. And a big thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
And he might be back by then.
Hopefully. I'm a fantasy owner of him in multiple leagues. I'm hoping he's back by October 5th, but we'll see.
The Vikings have a tough defense.
They do.
They're a team that should not be underestimated.
But they're having trouble scoring.
The Eagles are not a team to take lightly. And we'll find out by then if the Jaguars are for real. They're probably not. Or at least not real enough.
Mm-mm.
But that said...
Not with that quarterback. It's time to move on from Trev.
The thing that has happened, though, now is... If man, as he's been called online in Justin Herbert, the ifs are happening.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills have one of those too. If they can get some stops defensively in the playoffs, that's the only one.
Yeah.
It's the only one they need to fix.
Right. Get the defense operating.
Get the defense operating in the playoffs.
And
more importantly,
it's good at this point to even mention the defense because now you have Hoyt, Ogunjobi, they're returning to meetings. They're able to return, right?
They're returning to practice.
They can't practice, but they can be in the meetings next week.
Next week they can return to practice. It's after 4 weeks. And then they can obviously play after the bye week. which is great because they even get the entirety of the bye week to start practicing with the team. That's actually a really helpful thing on this.
Yes, they can't practice, though. They can return to team facilities for limited activities like meetings and individual workouts.
But now let me ask you this, because this conversation has become about the one seed, right? That's where we've moved on to. It's the one path that Buffalo has not tried in this postseason of trap doors and booby traps and everything of the sort. It's the one thing they haven't tried. It's the one path they haven't gone through. It's them having the one seed. And there's one team that has debunked the necessity of it, and the same team has also proven to be the benefactor of it. It's just them. Which now begs the question here. You ready? If the Chiefs miss the postseason entirely, they go to 1-3, they are really behind now in the wild card race at that point. Not really behind, but you have a lot to fight through at that point.
It's an uphill battle for sure.
It's an uphill battle. You don't typically get away with starting 1-3. You don't typically.
No. And they were
the Chiefs,
0-2.
The Chiefs, though, have proven that typically is not their bread and butter. Because each time that the Chiefs haven't been the one seed, they still made it through anyway. Or anything like that. Because it was Tennessee and then it was Baltimore. Done. But it is coming to a point of, all right, is it truly just more beneficial for the one seed if the Chiefs lose? And that answer for me is probably not. I kind of want Kansas City in a dogfight with the Chargers for the right for the division.
Yeah, you got to keep it competitive a little bit.
And I want Baltimore just out of the way.
Bengals might keep it interesting with Jake Browning. Who knows? They're 2-1 right now.
Interesting? What's interesting about Jake Browning all of a sudden is which fantasy defense am I playing?
Yeah, right. I played Minnesota's last week and got 35 points.
Yeah, you did. But at the end of the day, that game is now turning into, does it even matter about the one seed with that game? Now it's just, that game with Kansas City and the Ravens, that just might turn into, all right, which of these teams do you just like less? Which of these teams do you want to be threatened to be out of the playoffs entirely? If you're looking matchup perspective, you don't want anything to do with Baltimore. Because while you have won the last two games against the Ravens, they've been heart attacks.
Yeah.
And if we're looking at the last three games, yeah, they don't match up with the Ravens well at all.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what you would want to happen, or what I personally would want to happen. You'd want the Chiefs to beat the Ravens here today. And then...
Well, tomorrow, yeah.
Well, tomorrow, yes. And then when you play the Chiefs, you, of course, beat the Chiefs in the regular season. Right. That also extends a further tiebreaker throughout both of them, common opponent and a head-to-head with the Chiefs.
Correct.
So... That would be your best case scenario. I'm not saying to root for the Chiefs. I'm going to just watch that game. I don't really have a rooting interest. But you kind of do, in a sense, if Kansas City beats Baltimore, it puts them further away from you and the one seed. Even if they go on a historic run.
The loser's done with the one seed conversation no matter what.
Right.
You're 1-3.
Right. So then maybe you do want the Ravens to win, I guess, thinking about that. Like, if we're really saying they're done, like there's no shot they can go on a historic run, you do kind of want the Ravens to win because that's a common opponent, right?
I also look at it in terms of seeding of the Ravens are going to eventually win this division anyway.
You think so?
Yeah.
You don't think Aaron Rodgers makes it frisky with his Brett Favre in Minnesota season?
Yeah, because that 13 points against a team that committed 5 turnovers is really encouraging.
No. Just
against
just
a Patriots
around.
Team that doesn't have all the juice.
No. Yeah, they don't look great. DK Metcalf made a mistake.
The Steelers, they don't scare me. The Ravens should win that division no matter what. It won't be pretty. Even if they're at 1-3, they'll still probably get it done. because the Steelers do this thing where they start out okay or at least halfway decent, and then they fall off in December and January, which is not like them.
The Ravens, though, they do drop bad games to bad teams every so often. There's a stretch of five games they do that every season. So we'll see if that happens again, because that might really put them in the coffin.
Those bad teams are also all in their division now, too.
Yeah.
Like everyone goes, oh, the AFC East is such a cakewalk. Yeah. I've got a Joe Burrowless Bengals team. The Steelers, who are mid-personified.
Yeah. Right.
And the Cleveland Browns, who have a terrifying defense, but don't know how to operate a quarterback position after they needed an adult at quarterback. Oh my God, it's still pathetic how
it's bad.
Managed to ruin that.
It's bad.
But yeah, it is turning into one of these things where, like, suddenly the AFC North is not as daunting as it was on paper. And that's the funny thing about the Ravens. They always look so much better on paper.
You're not wrong.
803-0550 is the number to call. I guess we're talking a little bit about the one seed today. Yeah, it's week four. Who cares?
Hey, Bills are undefeated.
And Bills are undefeated.
Hopefully continue that trend tomorrow. Why wouldn't we?
And so are the Colts and the Chargers. Exactly how we all drew it up at the start of the year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
On third downs, just making sure that we're more so on the same page and not getting put on our heels more often. And I feel like that's something that I'm not saying we easily can fix it, but we can fix it. So just showing that kind of, I'd say, edge and that being ready is going to be a huge help for us.
Bills cornerback Taron Johnson talking about a little bit of the struggles the third down defense has had. The Jets game helped them in terms of their numbers on third down, but two of the three games, they haven't looked the most promising on getting off the field on third down and getting me last week into a state of frenzy about a train horn.
Yeah, that did happen. Now that we're recalling that, yes. I do remember that.
It's just been what I get to hear more of tomorrow.
The train horn.
On third down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And hopefully they can get off the field against a team like the Saints. That'd be a bad look if they could not.
And now here comes the problem with any sort of discourse about the Bills for the next month, we are only going to learn something bad about them. We are not going to learn anything positive about the Buffalo Bills for 4 weeks. Because their opponents are the Saints, the Patriots, maybe the Falcons is a nice test for at least the offense.
Yeah, I'd say the defense too, because Michael Penix Jr. is pretty good.
If Penix can steady back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Panthers. We are going to learn nothing about the Buffalo Bills in a positive light other than, oh, you just put bad teams down like you normally do. So we are not going to learn anything new.
Right.
And if we do learn something, it's a bad thing. Like, if they can't get off the field on third down against the New Orleans Saints, we have a problem.
Yeah, that's going to be a major issue. If you let Alvin Kamara also bully you around, like Derrick Henry did,
yes.
Like, that's going to be a big thing.
I don't think the run defense is as much the problem anymore. I think it's just third down entirely. I think it is just you don't match up well to Derrick Henry because the Jets could not get anything going. They ran for 200-plus yards as a team against the Steelers in week one.
Mm-hmm.
And Miami, like, HN did fine, but he didn't have any, like, truly disruptive day.
Oh, yeah. It was just the size of Derrick Henry.
It's the third down situation. And if they, and again, if you can't solve it against New Orleans, we have a problem. But if you do solve it against New Orleans, it's also still only the Saints. How much did I learn, really?
Yeah.
We are only going to learn something bad.
Right.
And I hate that. I genuinely do hate that. I think it's tough for discourse. It's tough for talking about it. It's tough as a fan to deal with it.
It almost feels like a preseason run.
It is kind of a preseason run. Except the wins and losses do matter on the record. It is this... It's a crappy situation when it comes to talking about the Bills, be it at like what we do or as a fan.
Right.
We're not learning anything new in a positive way. And if the same problems happen, then there's really a problem.
I mean,
because it's bad teams that you're facing unequivocally until Kansas City.
As much as I want to 100% agree, there's always a part of me that says, like, any given Sunday, like Spencer Rattler could have a legacy.
Yes,
game.
They are still professionals, and I do need to make sure that I stay in a way. Like, that's why I felt dirty about the expecting them to be 7-0.
Mm-hmm. But the Bills are everyone's a professional. I get it; they're professionals of the position.
But your team is better than these teams for a month.
Yeah,
and it's not even close. You don't apologize for the schedule you're given. You take advantage of it, and you should. And this team, when bad teams are lined up across from them,
yeah, historically they pound them into the ground. Yeah,
their last real trap game was the Jacksonville game in 2020.
Yeah, that was something, all right.
And maybe,
even the one in London,
maybe the one in London, and that's still 2022, a season where they would have plenty of problems. Actually,
yeah, that was a bad one.
That was a tough season.
That was the Bengals. Destruction in the divisional round at home, right? That season? Yeah, it was bad.
Which would then lead to 2023's near collapse.
Right, right. And then Joe Brady comes in and saves the day, and they go on a crazy run to end the season and win the division.
And then 2024 happened, and we're back to business as usual.
Yeah.
But, again, the last real trap game, because I don't count 2023, because that season was a mess.
Yeah, and I don't...
2022 was one of the toughest years to look at the end of the year, but that's also the last time that maybe they lost a trap game, a true trap game. Like, oh yeah, what about 2023? They're 6-6 at some point. It's not traps anymore. You're just a team that's dealing with inconsistency in a wild way.
Mm-hmm.
How you managed to get the 2 seed in the AFC East out of that was more Miami's fault than yours.
They had the division in their grasp and fell apart, and that's a big microcosm of their entire run here. They were solid. They were shifty. They were really going to give the Bills a run for their money, but what we've seen, if they drop this game against the Jets, they've played all the divisional opponents and lost to all of them. in the first run of their season if they lose this game tomorrow.
But that comes back to this of, like, what can we learn positive? And I guess I need to change my tune on you're going to learn nothing. There are some things that we can find, but you have to look for them. You have to find them. Being, are my rookie defensive tackles looking good?
Right. I think this could be a huge Deion Walker game.
Max Hairston coming into the lineup when he's ready over these next four games, or these next 4 weeks, excuse me. That's something to learn.
Yeah.
Hoyt Nogunjobi will be back for the last of this stretch against Carolina. How do they look? That's something to learn.
Do you know what it'll be interesting to see as well? With whoever they elevate, do they elevate, do they burn Zion Logue's third elevation, or do they elevate Jordan Phillips?
They might.
If they elevate Jordan Phillips, that to me says Ed Oliver needs till after the bye week. Because you're then probably going to do, you're going to offset them. But if you just burn Logue's third one, he's probably back next week. I think that's going to be very telling about what happened. So when Ed Oliver's back in too, I think there's going to be stuff.
I think they might elevate Phillips anyway, just so that they can hold on to Logue for any other point in the season.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
It's a long season. But also it could be, you know, even if you need it for the next 2 weeks, you still at least want to have that elevation of Logue for maybe some point of the year, or you're going to need to sign him to the 53. It will be interesting. I do like that point that you bring up. But, yeah, what am I really learning about, like, for example, Josh Palmer against the Saints secondary? I learned more about Keon Coleman in the Ravens game, but that's also, how much of the passing game am I going to be able to see?
Well, Sam Darnold cut them up.
But the minute the Bills get up on them, they're going to run the football. And it's a team that loves to run the football anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned Sam Darnold, but like that also took what we had someone on from New Orleans earlier this week on the Extra Point Show. And he called it the Murphy's Law game for the Saints. Whatever can go wrong will. The Bills might just be content running the football in this game.
Well, right. But even then, Kenneth Walker had two touchdowns in that game. I'm looking at it right now. Kenneth Walker, 38 yards, two touchdowns. They didn't have Charbonnet in for this game. Sam Darnold, 14 for 18, 218 yards and two touchdowns. Drew Locke even came in at the end at one point.
Yep, because they were up. They scored 38 points in the first half.
Yeah, 44 to 13, they were up. That was the end of the score. That was the end of the game. I think you could see a similar thing from the Bills. They're like, yeah, running the ball is going to work. But also throwing is too. And I know they've been one to dink and dunk a little bit the past couple weeks. But if you had to look at, if you look at what happened here, and I know the Saints guest you had said everything that could go wrong went wrong, and it did. Looking at the score, everything went wrong. Spencer Rattler threw a pick. 39 attempts, he only completed 28. Alvin Kamara, 18 carries for 42 yards, didn't score. I look at this and I could see James Cook popping like Walker did. And I could see Josh Allen going 14 for 18 for 200 yards and two touchdowns. Like, yeah. I could easily see that happening.
I'm not going to learn anything about the passing game tendencies either.
Right.
Like, that's the part that I'm really talking about. It is, I don't know what we're going to get out of this team over the next 4 weeks in terms of proper evaluation. Because games are going to get away from some of these lesser opponents, and the Bills are just going to be content to run the football.
I think that's the takeaway, though. Really, I think the takeaway will be, 7-0, yeah. I think that's what it's going to be. If it's not already, the positive takeaway is this team's a juggernaut and is going to beat down on bad teams.
It's not about positive takeaways. It's about learning anything new about them or learning any tendencies they may have. We're not going to learn any of that.
Well,
and while the mystery is good for Kansas City, like for facing Kansas City after that. Like
yeah, because they're just going to see a steamroller.
Tactically, that's an advantage at that point, actually. You're playing bad teams. Backups may end up playing a couple times in this stretch. Like, and I know I'm being really assumptive here, but this schedule is cheeks. And if it goes the way that I expect it to go, yeah, you might see some backups in a couple of these games. And if not, you at least still see them very comfortably running to put the game away.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, maybe one of these games turns into a Green Bay-Cleveland. Maybe.
I think your best bet is the divisional one for it to do that.
But the Bills are a prepared team. Sean McDermott has gotten better as a head coach.
Yeah.
I really do believe that.
No, I do too. And he's learned a lot, grown a lot.
He's learned especially a lot, delegating more. The challenges still need work, but, you know, everyone's got their flaws.
Well, that's also, I guess that's on him, but also they did hire someone to specifically deal with that.
Yeah, they hired a former NFL ref.
Right.
They get calls right all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Looking at you, Gene.
The first, yeah, seriously, the Gene Steratore cutout. The one you immediately think back to on that is the Miami game, Tyreek Hill, that first, like, for literally first play, first or second play, yeah, whatever it was. But, yeah, the Bills, I guess the best thing they could do in this stretch is beat down, and if it gets close, like a shifty divisional game like the Patriots, whatever, mm-hmm, we talked about, if it gets close, just face adversity and continue to lay it on them, and don't, if they stay turnover free, I guess that's a positive development as well. Like, just thinking about that, right? Like, against these bad teams where you're not necessarily billed to be close with them, but if you are, like, are you going to be forcing passes to try and get ahead? Like, stuff like that. Like, I don't know. There's little things we could pick apart, but I don't think we will, because it's just going to be them on a tear, you know? I think that's what it is.
It's weird. We're going to have to, like, really try to find new things to learn about them, and that's also the struggle of being a good team, is oftentimes you are who you are when you're consistently a good team. Is that not the truth?
Yeah. Right.
803-0550 is the number to call. We get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Mike real quick. Mike, what you got for us here? Welcome in.
Hey guys. I'm excited for the offense, too. I want to see, you know, another 30-point performance with them. I think that's just routine. They're going to figure that out some way, somehow. I think they're good there. What I'm more curious to see is, how well is T.J. Sanders going to be performing along with Deion Walker, with, you know, Ed Oliver being out? The Bills' Achilles heel has been in the playoffs not being able to stop the run, and I really feel these two guys can help us, or at least Deion Walker can help us, but that's what I'm going to be curious to see, is how well those two guys perform, and also Dorian Williams with Milano being out, because I think, you know, to make a deep playoff run, we're going to need all of these guys. But that's where we're up. You know, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, no, Mike, you're absolutely right about that. And thanks for the call, first of all. You do want to make sure that you see something out of T.J. Sanders. Mm-hmm. You want to see a little bit more from Deion Walker. It's the Saints.
If it's the team to do it up. Yeah, if it's the team to do it against, it's the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
Like, this is the game you're going to see that.
You should be getting it done.
And T.J. Sanders was the topic of last week's conversation, because Walker was in the face. He was in the backfield. Like, he was getting pressure on Tua. He forced that interception to Terrell Bernard at the end of the game, Deion Walker, right?
Right.
T.J. Sanders hasn't had as flashy of a start.
He's actually had a very quiet start. As a matter of fact, he's got only a couple tackles on the year, and that's it.
Right. And we knew going into the season, though, and throughout the entirety of the draft conversation, post-draft, Deion Walker was the pass rusher, believe it or not, with his size.
Right.
And T.J. Sanders, at a smaller stature, was the run defender. So it was going to take some time for him to grow into the role anyway, but you hope to see it against a team like the Saints. This would be the week to really start showing at least a little bit of what he's able to do in the pass rush, especially with Oliver out. You got to take advantage of these opportunities.
Got to take advantage of these opportunities. When we come back, you know what we got to do. It's the Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer and Joe Kelly on a lovely Saturday afternoon here in Western New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Uh-huh. Here it is. That good old reliable. Number one down the plate. The booty cheek of the week. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you on Sports Talk Saturday. And Joe, you had a clip.
I did. Tua turned the ball over. Or Tagovailoa, however you want to say. Did the Ryan Clark thing a little bit here this week. So without further ado, Evan, if you don't mind, just
play. Anybody can play quarterback in this league then. I mean, I want to see anybody on the streets come and play quarterback. I mean, Cam's doing his thing for sure. But, you know, I think it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it that way or talk about what someone else is doing wrong when you're not going out and having to do the same as them, right? So I think it's easy to do that. I think anybody can do that. I don't think anybody can play quarterback.
See, it's funny. The person you're referring to, this comment comes after.
He mentions the name. I did not know that happened.
Yeah. The person, of course, referring to Cam Newton, but this comes after a conversation on First Take about Tua and his performance. It'd be different. It wouldn't even be different, right? Because you and I sit here. You played a little bit of football, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Not enough.
Not enough to say you did?
Well, not enough to earn some sort of credential that, like, I can say that.
Right.
Like, but I played 1 year at ECC.
It's also the media's job to do that. That they are there to critique you. That is the point of
it is the job.
Yes.
However, I want to do something else with this. I want to quote Cam Newton.
Oh, boy.
We stab and we twist.
Yeah.
Why are you going after Cam Newton, who
has
won an MVP in the very league that you are playing in?
It's easy to hold a clicker. Well, he also won the MVP of the National Football League and appeared in a Super Bowl.
He's won a playoff game, something that Miami has not done.
He's won more playoff games than you.
In 25 years.
So if anybody... And I'm against the notion of if you haven't played, you can't talk about it. I'm very much against that. If you understand the game, you're able to talk about it. I'm very against that. He calls out the one person that you can't do that to. That you wouldn't even have a case. Yeah, his career fell off at the end. Okay, like I'll give you that. He knows it's not easy to play quarterback. That's why he's saying what he's saying.
Hey, you know what, though, Tua? You're absolutely right. It is easier to hold a clicker than it is to play quarterback. I would also, if I'm in your position, be 0-3.
Yeah.
And committing bad turnovers.
Right. I could do the same thing he's doing out there. I could go 0-3.
I can do that, too. No, I can't. I take one sack. I'm in the hospital. But the record's the same. If injuries are turned off for me.
Right. If we turn that slider all the way down, you don't have to worry about it.
I would go 0-3.
If you had me in bubble wrap out there.
With back-breaking turnovers. I can throw a pick right to Terrell Bernard, too. Test me.
Yeah. Listen. And then they go, of course, the next day, Stephen A. Smith says, that's the most entitled thing he's ever heard. They say it's like a Love Island soap opera more than a football team, the Dolphins and all that stuff. So,
and I've liked what Tua's had to say for the most part, a lot of heading into the year of like trying to be a leader. Like, no, Tyreek Hill, you're not immediately forgiven for saying I'm out.
No, I agree with that. But he's also lost a lot of his personal arrogance, though. Like, the chip on your shoulder you kind of have to have. He's talking about Josh Allen. I can't do half of what that guy does.
First of all, when you want to speak facts, I'm never going to be one to go ahead and say, like...
I'm not upset by
it. Don't gaslight me saying that I can do it, too. He knows that. Everyone knows that. He also knows if he says, I can make plays in this league, too, everyone's going to roast him for it. So, yeah, tell the truth, then. But don't go telling the truth like that and then smack talk a player who did eerily similar things in the peak of his career to Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the fact that he mentions Cam Newton specifically that kind of gets me a little there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because...
You didn't say Stephen A. You didn't say Ryan Clark.
You didn't say Derek Kramer.
No, right? Right.
But... And it is kind of that Ryan Clark thing of like, you know,
if you haven't played,
you don't know.
Yeah.
There is a nuance to the game that we don't know. It's absolutely true. We're not in the meeting rooms. We're not in there to prep for anything.
That's why there's a mix of opinions on a lot of these talking shows of people who have and haven't played.
But it doesn't mean that you have to hold that to being an arrogance.
No, because the one person Ryan Clark did it to was Peter Schrager, the one guy you really
But there's also
can't.
Enough to study on film that people outside of football can learn enough if they want to dedicate themselves to the craft.
Yes, right.
Yeah, so it's, you know what? Hey, man, go down with the ship, I guess. You're the fourth highest paid quarterback next year. I'll tell you right now, a quarterback that is being paid less than you next year isn't making the mistakes you're making. His name is Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Come back. We got... Friend of the program, Joe Yurden, joining us. Yes, we're talking about some hockey. No, hang on. Don't turn off the dial. It's Joe Yurden, okay? The Noted Jerk comes up next here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.